lower the state's DUI threshold to the strictest limit in the country at 0.5%. Lawmakers say they are open to making changes to the law if there are unintended consequences. More details on these stories at townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460. But we're not in the studios of KCNR 1460. We are down with 10,000 of our closest friends at Roaring Gulch for the pancake breakfast. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl. And Bob Belongi's here at the helm out with his beautiful wife, Brenda. And we've been saying hello, and it's really, you know, crowded. So if you can hear all that outside noise. And plus, we have these new headsets. And Bob's so generously donated to this morning, and it's kind of thing you see when they do the Rose Parade.
Yeah.
Except for, I don't even know if the, you know, because my hair, I can't wear a hat. Because it's, you know, I've got my hair cut, my little spiky hair has been slammed down.
Oh, you're looking good, huh?
Too much visual already, but we're going to give you a lot of that visual. Well, that we're going to try to tell everything that's going to, now the sun is coming up behind the trees. We are right smack in the square there by Union Bank in front of Vintage. All the radio stations, all the television stations are out. We're having a blast. The two, you know, we sit right behind the Dutch Brothers Coffee. You know, they're so generous with their donations. We've got Dutch Brothers Coffee. The guy who dings the bell, what's his name?
That's Dan. That's Dry Gulch Dan.
Dry Gulch Dan.
That is, in fact, Dry Gulch Dan.
That is, in fact, Dry Gulch Dan. Okay, so...
Now, I don't know how many people we've had through here already, but what we have, though, is... What's the weather look like today there, honey?
Okay,
Well,
51 degrees.
Right now?
Right now, beautiful today, and looks like we're going to have our highs today will be... about 92, and our lows will be 51. Actually, it's 55. Tomorrow, our highs are going to be 96.
96 tomorrow for the rodeo. Tomorrow is
Grand Champion.
The Champions Challenge, but also the rodeo parade, the Asphalt Cowboys. Must be like the 64th or 65th annual parade. We're going to be talking to Gary Moore here in a second, who knows all about that. Weather report's always brought to you though by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. And good morning, everybody. And we are here with Gary Moore.
We're live.
Kind of, you're in charge of the publicity and all that, right? And the charge of the rodeo parade.
You know what? Every Asphalt Cowboy is on some sort of committee. And then we have chairmen and advisors and stuff like that. And what they try to do is they try to shuffle you through around the entire Asphalt Cowboys program. So by the time you become top puncher, you have ran the breakfast, you've ran the parade, you've ran all the kitty pet parades, all the events that we do. So you have knowledge of it and you're experienced and you know what to do. So I'm working my way through the ranks. I'm about 6 years away from being top puncher, and I've got a lot of things to do. And one of the things for the parade tomorrow is I'm, you know, responsible to make sure that we have 9 really entertaining announcing teams. You guys always are one of them. This time you're not going to be there, but Bob and Brenda are going to cover it.
You know, we bring in the pros afterwards. I tell you what, if we can't be there, we want We want people that have been there before and know what they're doing. Now, we had another guy that would have just been great, and it had been his first time, but Bill Mastin, he's never been in a parade that he wasn't the star of.
Nice.
So he would have been great, too. But we have Bob
first
and Brenda.
Times are good.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a really interesting pair going to be right in front of Jack's, Maria Salas, which is your friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
She has got a world of personality.
Yes.
And going to high school sporting events all year long with my daughter being a cheerleader, they had this kid named Parker Swanson. And he did all the announcing at all the games. And he was full of life. I put those two together as an announcing team. They've never met each other and won't until the breakfast tomorrow morning. And I think they're going to be fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. How much fun.
Now, which year is this one?
63, I believe.
63rd. And it's the Myth and
Magic of the Old West.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, they still haven't figured out, has anybody won the prize yet?
As of right now, no one has identified the Lone Strangers and no one has found the loot.
Now, is that the first time it's gone this long?
Yes.
The
clues are
Leonard Modi. It's Leonard Modi.
Is it? They won't even tell me. I wish I knew, because now I'm really interested in knowing who it is based on all the clues. And there were some clues out about Cowboy Steak and stuff this morning and pubs and like that. So I think it's a dead giveaway. Somebody's going to get it today.
It's got to be Jack Steakhouse or something. It's got to be
around
there.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking. But you know what? People have said it was Carl Linda. And you know what?
That
it's hard
tough.
To do that because we're on the air, but you know what? We could do that. We could fake it in a way.
Well, Billy and
we
Patrick are across the way with Q97.
Yeah. What about Billy and Patrick?
We talk about all the different radio stations that are here today and television stations. So I went over to say hi, and
so you guys
said,
could pull it off by just pre-recording
an hour of
your show.
Don't give anybody ideas.
Bob can
maybe
run it. Everybody believes you're there.
Yeah.
So
oh,
nobody's going to think that
good
you're
idea.
Yep. I think it's perfect.
There we
good
go.
Good idea.
Okay. Gary Moore, who is in charge of all this stuff. Gary, thank you. How many people do you think through here already?
I would think at the moment there might have been 8,000, 8,500.
Already?
I think so. I'm really not good at estimating that stuff.
Okay.
The line is the line's
house.
Up here. And
it's
the line moves
house.
So fast, though.
It does move.
Okay.
You can be in line for a block and be through it in 10
that's
minutes.
That's great. So come on down, of course. We want to see you all this morning. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary, so much.
We have to switch over to the studio real fast because we do have Haven Humane with our Pet of the Week that's there every Friday morning.
Okay.
And with us this morning is Amy. Good morning, Amy. I hope you're there still.
I am still here. Good morning.
Good morning. We want to see and hear about who you brought today.
Well, today I brought a very special lady named Katie. She's a 6-year-old retriever mix. She does great with kids and cats, not so much other dogs. She'd really prefer rather to just be in a home all by herself. Katie's been with us for a while at Haven, and she's one of our longer-term residents. It's kind of hard to know why, because she's really sweet and affectionate, and, you know, she's older and calm, and she's actually not very big. She probably only weighs 45 pounds, 50 pounds. She's a small retriever, and she's, you know, got some really cute golden color to her, and she's a doll.
And we'll be able to see her on, of course, the website and...
Yes,
and,
yeah.
You're making a bunch of noise with your...
Well, it fell off my head, okay? You want to slap me or something?
I like
do it. Slap him.
More than orange juice.
We are here, of course, Amy, down at the, you know, and I just can't, you know, I think it's great that you're in the studio and we're getting a visual of the dog. Haven Humane, we're going to get to see the picture of the retriever mix that you're talking about.
Yes, her name is Katie.
Katie.
Yes.
And so then today at 11 o'clock, right, you guys open up?
Yes, we do, 11 to 5 today. So come down and visit Katie. And if you bring any non-perishable human food items for our Stuff the Bus, today is the last day of Stuff the Bus. So today's the last day to get the $25 dog adoptions if you bring in any non-perishable food. So it's definitely a good time to come down. If you've been putting it off and, you know, needing a pet, today is the last day of our special. So come down and visit with Katie. She's will melt your heart. She's such a sweet dog.
Great.
Amy, thank you for all that you do. We think that's great.
Thank you, Amy.
Are you going to be able to come down to the pancake breakfast in a little bit?
Oh, I can't today. I actually have a transport this afternoon, unfortunately. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be thinking about you.
Thanks,
all right.
Amy.
Well, thank you, guys, and have a great weekend. Good luck out there.
You too.
Thanks.
Hey, we're here with Carol Ferguson, the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so great to see you guys out here.
You too.
And nobody call the station. She's only going to be here for a few minutes, okay?
Yeah, we've missed you. We've missed you.
It's so good to see you guys again, especially out here.
Absolutely.
This is great. It is great. Now, why are you here so early?
What's that?
Why are you here so early?
Oh, well, I came to help volunteer And so I did. I got up a lot earlier than I usually do. And so I'm here to volunteer. They gave me a free breakfast, and then I'll be going to work here in a little bit. So
what's your volunteering position? What are you?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
So
you
I
get
got
an assignment.
Here, and I still have yet to be assigned.
Okay.
But it's going to be fun, whatever it is, and it's great to see everybody just having a good time out here.
Where's your cowboy hat?
I left it home.
Oh,
isn't that awful?
It is.
It's just wrong of me.
Hey, you know what?
And I didn't wear my boots.
Now, you've been here. How long have you lived here, Akira?
I've lived here almost 10 years. So
well, just like me. And so what do you think of this pancake breakfast?
I think this is a very special event. I mean, coming out here and seeing everybody just meet people, talking, having a good time. A lot of families out here. You can tell they probably come out here a lot.
Yes.
Very casual, very just come as you are and have some pancakes and just enjoy being here and living in Reading. I understand this is a very rare event. Guess like 10,000 people, probably one of the biggest breakfast feeds in the country.
I would think so, yeah.
And when you look around, Carolyn, you're just going to be, again, as the day progresses and we get into the next hour, the street is absolutely filled. But you'll see that the chairs turn quickly because people get their food relatively quick and then they eat and they're gone. So it's just boom, boom, boom. It's so beautifully organized.
It is. It just like the record Searchlight.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Carl.
Carol Ferguson, who's down here volunteering and a good friend of ours, and we wish we could see you more often.
Oh, I know.
And you know what? Have a great time. I know you need to go back and volunteer. We need to take a break here, but let us know what you hear from Cincinnati.
I will. And you let me know, too.
Okay.
Because I know you get a front row seat to what's happening in Cincinnati.
I do.
Now.
They ask me every day, several times a day, if I would like to sign in on their account.
Yes. See? So. Go for it. You can find out what your friends at WKRP are up to.
That's right. See? They are.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Carol.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion on Pine Street, one of my favorite boutiques. In fact, it's rodeo week. If you're looking like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to wear tonight? You know, head on down to Dandelion, and they're going to have some darling little shirt or some jewelry, all kinds of fun stuff. Again, on Pine Street. Coming up after the break is Miss Reading Rodeo and Miss Red Bluff Junior Roundup. She is the senior queen, and they are the scary sisters.
And we don't mean we don't mean that in a bad sense. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every year at this time, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559, 241-8559. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in Roaring Gulch, California, with 8,500 of our closest friends are just rolling through here. Linda and I are down here, of course, at the Pancake Breakfast for the Asphalt Cowboys. Wow, it's starting to get warm. I bet it must be over 60 degrees now,
well,
and climbing.
Actually, it's not quite there yet. But it's 55.
We're in the sun.
The sun's hitting us right now, right behind that tree. Actually, it's just kind of going over our tent
it's
now.
It's going to be okay in a minute.
Excited to be down here. Our temperature is going to be 92 today.
Wow.
Weather's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our good friends over at Sleep Number. You know what? If you need a place to sleep and you're looking for that ideal mattress, I can't tell you any more than Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is
40.
And this way we can lay in the same bed and have different firmness in our bed. And if you don't think that makes a difference, you're wrong, because it does. And Sleep Number has been rated number one by J.D. Powers for 2 years in a row and number one by Consumer Reports for last year. So I can't say enough about it, except go on down to Target Shopping Center, because right now, as this helicopter's flying over, you can get a Sleep Number Queen C2 mattress for only $699.99. You're not going to beat that price. It's their big semi-annual sale. Head on down to Sleep Number to Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian, Janice, or any of the pros down there, and you're going to love it. We do. We do love it.
We do love our Sleep Number.
It's a result killer.
So I'll tell you, with this right now, I mean, I wish that we had a visual that you guys could see. We have two beautiful, beautiful queens with us, Miss Reading Rodeo. Let's get you up there in the microphone.
Are we on? Okay, say hello.
Hi.
There we go.
Jackie Scary.
Yep, Jackie Scary.
Jackie Scary and Josie Scary.
Hi.
Who is the Miss Red Bluff Junior Roundup 2016 Senior Queen. Wow. You know what? The Scary Sisters. But they're not scary looking. They're really cute.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. We can be scary.
You can be scary?
We can. Yeah, we can.
We just found out their dad's a DA. Can you imagine? Well, who's the DA on the case? He's scary. No. I mean, who is he? No, he's scary.
They must be so... Your parents must be so proud of you.
They are.
Let's talk a little bit about your history and what got you here.
Okay.
So let's talk with you, Jackie. Did you guys grow up on a ranch? How did you get involved with the love of horses?
It all started with my mom. She kind of introduced us to horses. She got her first official horse when she was 20,
okay.
I think. And she introduced us to the horse world.
Okay.
Then she joined the drill team, and it just kind of took off from there.
So when mom's into horses, you are like brushing them down and cleaning the hoofs, and you know how the drill works.
Yep.
You know about the bridle and the bit.
Yep.
You know, you just start to get, it gets in your skin.
It does.
It gets into your being and the love of it, doesn't it?
Little girls and horses.
Well, and big girls and horses.
Well, big girls and horses too, but I mean little girls and horses.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go around the stables, who do you see? You don't see a bunch of guys. You see girls.
Yeah. You see little girls. Yeah.
And horses.
Yeah.
Cleaning them and washing them down and all that. Hey, so you got into this a couple years ago.
I actually started the whole queening experience in 2009, 2010, but it didn't really kick off until 2015 when I ran for Cottonwood, then running again. But I've been doing rodeo ever since I was really little with Brill, so it's great experience.
Well, you look beautiful. We were at the rodeo Wednesday night. We'll be there again tonight and tomorrow night.
I will.
And the two of you are riding out together in a couple of the, right, in a couple of the sequences?
The drill team.
Yeah.
I'm part of the Reading Junior Rodeo Drill Team. So every day or every night for pre-rodeo, we drill.
Okay.
So that's what you probably saw.
Okay.
And then grand entry, so.
Okay. Aww.
Yeah.
That was Josie.
Yeah, Josie, you're 17?
Yes, I'm 17.
Okay, so now you guys can drive together.
Yeah. It's scary to have her drive.
Yes.
It's scary to have her drive. Yeah, I guess it's because she's so scary.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, you guys.
You know, thank you so much for
you
being
represent
here.
Very well, and we're very proud of you. We're in bright futures for the both of you.
Yeah, we are. We're very proud of both of you. I mean, you know what? You couldn't have such nicer young ladies that are representing us.
Thank you.
So good luck, and, you know, anytime you ever need anything, come on down by the station and we're getting ready to do something, okay?
I will. All
right.
See you guys tonight.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we're going to be over in Rodeo Flats, so come by and wave at us.
Yeah. So everybody's going to want to take pictures with you, out there on the... And here we are down at French Gulch here with the Pancake Breakfast. Yep. And you're just tuning in, we're down live at the Pancake Breakfast when you hear all of the outside noise. They're expecting 10,000 plus people today. And I know that number scares you when you think of how many people can be in one place. But, you know, it kind of moves quickly, kind of like water trickling downstream. Not too many blockages. People are polite. Never see any rudeness here.
No.
We've been doing this now, what, 7, 8 years?
8 years, and people move by fast.
Yeah, and people are kind and considerate.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
To Jackie Scary, who is Miss Reading Rodeo, and Miss Josie Scary, her sister, who is Miss Red Bluff Junior Roundup, 2016 Senior Queen. I love this. She holds open to Jack. You've learned. You've learned, honey.
So
just like that. Yeah, okay, you got to help those little guys. All right. Thanks a lot, girls. Have a great time.
You're
Go on
welcome.
Out and spread the word.
We will.
Thanks, okay. Ladies.
And now we got standing right behind us a guy by the name of Gordon Bach. Come on in here, Gordon. Now, Gordon, who's Gordon? Who's Gordon Bach?
Gordon Bach is a good guy.
Gordon Bach used to be, at one time, you were the head man. You were the head man of the Asphalt Cowboys.
Well, everybody has a chance to be top man in the Asphalt Cowboys if you stick around long enough.
What's that called? The something punch. What's it called when you're the head guy?
Top puncher.
Yep. Now, the reason we like Gordon is because, one, he's done all of these things. He saw me today as I was setting up, and he gets three other Asphalt Cowboys, and our tent went up like in 1 second.
And he's a former Marine.
He's a former Marine. There's no such
thing.
There's no former Marine. You either wearing a uniform or you're not wearing a uniform.
I always thought you said you never say X, you say former.
Well, you know, if you're going to say anything. But you also have, the fact that Gordon is the man behind having these United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard here. And he is here. He escorted them. He and his beautiful wife, Debbie, are escorting them around. She's the den mother. And making sure they get where they're supposed to be all the time. So
it's not something you do by yourself. And you have to have a team put together to do it. And I appreciate that. That was a generous way to put that, Carl.
Well, no. I mean, you guys are great here. So the Marines are going to be here in a few minutes, and we're going to have them
out. Right
they're
now.
En route right now,
anywhere.
And I tell you what, they're doing just a great job.
I know what's happening. They parked, and they can't get through the crowd because everybody's like, oh, well, you know, they do that.
The crowd will park for
them.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
What's your biggest part of this when you look at Asphalt Cowboys? Is this and tomorrow is probably the biggest events right of the year?
This is probably one of Redding's like small grassroots. The best thing that happens in this town, just in a small way. So we're happy with that. There's a reason for the Asphalt Cowboys. We have a purpose. We can feed people within 10,000 people within 3 hours. And that's our whole deal with the badges and all that because we're sworn in by the sheriff. If there was some sort of an emergency, we could feed people that many that much time.
And speaking of the sheriff, he's rolling around here, and we've seen Brian Daly and Baron Browning, who's the mayor of Anderson.
They're going to be on in a minute.
So we're going to have all of them on here. So we got to take a break here. But, Gordon, thank you so much for everything you do, buddy.
Absolutely welcome. It's my pleasure.
Gordon and Debbie sitting with us at the Marine Corps Ball this year.
Oh, great.
You better. Don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
and I know as soon as the Marines show up, here comes Gordon again.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Can't going to find a better place for in-home health care than Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Redding Kia, and it's amazing.
Let's go summer!
Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you.
You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation.
This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Redding Kia,
where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Come visit Redding Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself on approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th.
We both own Kias and we love them. Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Today. 92, tomorrow's 96. Sunday, a little bit warmer. Sunday, of course, is Linda's birthday. And we're going to go down the river on that river cruise. And that they have the Romance on the River cruise with Todd LaBeouf and his people. We're looking forward to that. But with me right now is our state assemblyman, a friend of ours, and you know, I'm proud to say that, Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you, Carl? Good
great.
To see you. It's
good.
Great to be down here at the Roaring Gulch.
Oh, man.
Just the last couple of years.
You know, I know how hard you're working, but right now you've got something like, 90? Or how many legislators do you have up here now?
Well, Carl, you know, every year we do try to get more legislators out to the district, and we've had between 80 and 90. I know for sure 80. We have a group coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we usually come up on on when the pancake breakfast is, and so it's hard for me to get down here.
Yeah.
We usually take them up to Siskiyou, but we have 20 on the schedule to go up there, do a woods tour, go to the Hearst family castle up there, and then talk about our district and talk about issues that we face here in the North State.
Now, when people say, well, what good does that do? Well, it does a lot of good. You've since you brought them up here, and they actually see the ground. They walk the ground. It's helped us.
You know, Carl, many of the legislators haven't been past the Sacramento Airport North, and so they don't understand the how big the district is, how rural it is. And so last year I had the speaker up to my house, actually, the speaker of the assembly. Gave him a tour of my rants, talked about some of the things that we face, issues we face. Had him to Bernie. Then the biomass plants, his contracts were up last year. We liberated right here in Anderson.
Yeah.
And we were able to put language in a trailer bill that required them to buy biomass energy. Saved about 1,500 jobs right here in my district. So those are the relationships that we build. And when we explain what we have going on, it makes a difference.
You know, that was huge because you got it in there because they were getting ready to kill those when you had them up here. And, you know, I know it must be frustrating at times down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, politics are challenging and no bill's perfect, but you have to get in there and negotiate. You have to explain your position and you have to build relationships. At the end of the day, it's very hard to get somebody to move in your direction if they don't like you. So my goal is to try to build those relationships. Obviously, we debate a lot about things. You know, the minimum wage is really hurt going up. It's going to be hurting businesses. Lots of regulation, Carl. And, you know, unfortunately, the one-size-fits-all doesn't work for California. But the legislators down there, many of them aren't in business. They don't understand what we do. There's only three or four of us in the state assembly out of 80 that do a payroll every 2 weeks. And I think that's unfortunate. We need to get more business people in the Capitol so they can understand what we do.
How many veterans are in there?
Well, there's quite a few veterans, actually. There's probably five or six veterans out of the 70 or 80 on the assembly floor there, yeah.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good percentage then.
Yeah, Rocky Chavez is a
Rocky.
Marine.
Oh, yeah.
Sits right in front of me. And, yeah, several Desert Storm vets and stuff.
Sure. That's great. Okay, what's the next, you know what, we just saw this gas tax. I mean, you talk about impacting on people up here in the North State. I mean, and then the governor turns around and calls taxpayers freeloaders for not wanting. Did you see
Carl,
that?
Look, at the end of the day, here's the thing that just frustrates me is, you know, I have a trucking business, so we pay a heavyweight use tax. It's been on the books for some time.
Yep.
And they took that money and put it in the general fund. That's the thing about the Democrats and the people that are running the state. That's what's wrong is they're not doing what they say they're going to do with our tax money. Does our infrastructure need to be improved? Absolutely. But I want to make sure that the tax monies go to what we say they're going to go to. And they haven't built the trust in the taxpayers for that.
That's right. You know what? And if they had been using that money to do the roads and then they say, hey, that's just not enough. That's one thing. But when they rate it like that.
Yeah, and then the way they do it. I mean, the last big bills that we've seen go through there, minimum wage, ag overtime, they shoved the gas tax. They've shoved it through in a week. It's like there's no time for debate, even though we have the 72-hour rule now for a bill, which is helpful. But they're just, running roughshod over the constituents of this state. And I think it's going to blow back on them here real soon.
Well, they're talking about recalls, and some of the Democrats.
Yeah, well, I'm involved in that. We're also we're going to be trying to recall a senator who just got in, and we're also we're working on putting it on the ballot to take the tax back. Actually,
I think that's a great idea
for the gas tax.
This is just when they do something like that in the dark of night. So, but you know what? We're really proud of you, Brian.
Well, thank you.
I mean, there isn't anybody that doesn't think that you're doing your job and that you're reaching out to them and that
feel represented.
That's right.
People feel represented.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, I'm not, it's the worst job I have. I'd rather just be home with my beautiful wife and kids.
Oh.
And, you know,
and that really nice place. You've got a really nice farm up there.
Yeah. That's the reason we do it.
We
want to keep the farm. We want to keep our businesses in the North State. And look at all these great people out here. I mean, you can't beat this district.
No.
I tell you, I just am
this
so blessed to be able to represent the best people in California.
Yeah, I tell you what, we are blessed to live up here. Brian Daly, our assemblyman from our district here. I know you're busy. And you're going to be on the show here in what?
Yep, in a couple weeks.
A couple weeks.
Yep. We're going to set it up today, actually.
Oh, good.
I'm in the studio.
Let's do that. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Great. You know what? I always feel really good when we have whenever we're around.
Who's next?
Brian Daly. No, we're going to put on Sheriff.
Okay, let's get
because,
the sheriff.
You know,
here
we're
for a
getting
second.
Our represent people who represent. Of course, the Marine Corps just came. Our mounted color guard just came.
Yep, we're going to have them on
next. That we're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air, ma'am. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Well, people don't know we're on the air. Yeah. We're wearing these things on our heads.
It's kind of a little bit of organized chaos down here right now. Lots of lines line up for the breakfast.
And look at you. With not only do you represent our North State so beautifully, Tom.
Thanks.
Or should I say Sheriff Pasenko? You are in a yellow shirt, so you're also an asphalt cowboy. How do you do all the quadruple duties?
I'm in about 14 or 15 civic organizations, 2 Rotaries, 2 Elks, Moose, Asphalt Cowboys, Reading Rodeo Association, Youth Violence Prevention, a couple of motorcycle groups, lots of stuff, professional and within the community.
But those be like, that's not the Hells Angels, though, or the
No, one of them is a Harley Owners Group, yeah. Hogs they're called, and then Blue Knights, which is a law enforcement motorcycle group.
Oh, okay.
But down at the Reading Rodeo last night, I worked there. We got home about 10 o'clock or so, then up at 3 o'clock to be down here for the big breakfast.
When do you take your break?
I don't. I'm a workaholic guy.
You've taken a vacation 1 year.
I did. I took one last year. The one before that was 5 years.
Yeah, I know. That's when they said that. You took off for what, a week?
Yeah, and then this year we're going to take a week off in July, and we're going to go to my family, and we're going to go to Yosemite because of the snowpacks. It should be great for the waterfalls.
So
we're going to take a week and go to
see
Yosemite.
I have to say this, Tom. After that last shootout, man, you know, after the last shootout, you're not going to say, hey, I wish I'd spent another couple of weeks working. You know, you're going to say, yeah, I wish I'd spent another week out at the waterfalls.
I love my job. I love representing the community. It's an honor to serve all the citizens of Shasta County.
Okay, somebody came down and unplugged us.
Okay, now see why we're here. We have here's the deal. We have coffee and we have pancakes
And we have special
and orange juice and water. But I think some coffee spilled.
Yeah,
and
electronics
of course,
and those don't mix.
Well, so, yeah, but thank you so much. It's all good. It's all good.
But,
and so you're here in the middle of Tom Basenko's interview.
And earlier in the week, I was down in the state capitol with other sheriffs. We were talking with our state legislators, about 20 of them. And, of course, Brian Daly was there. Talked to him for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spoke with the governor on many issues that are impacting sheriffs statewide. One of them is Senate Bill 54, which goes towards sanctuary and our inability, if it passes, inability for sheriffs to discuss immigration issues
ICE. I hope he shows some common sense there.
Our officers met with Senator DeLeon for quite a while. He was getting it. They have made some progress on some amendments, but we're hoping for it. And we spent about 45 minutes with the governor, too. And the governor is a very engaging speaker. He knows his topics. May not be my political cup of tea.
Right.
But he's a very intelligent man and very engaging, knows the topics, and really listens intently to what we have to say.
So, you know what? You got to do it. You just got to do that.
So Shasta County had a voice down there at the state capitol, as would we had about another 15 or so sheriffs down there from statewide and other representatives. So it was a very good turnout to represent Shasta County and the rest of the California and our state sheriffs association.
Great.
So
we're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko down here at the Asphalt Cowboys Breakfast down here in Roaring Gulch, California, which might be known as Market Street and Market and something. What is this? Market and something.
Yeah. What's the street down here?
Down here right where
Sacramento.
Sacramento Market Street.
You know, I saw you folks at the rodeo the other day, and then tonight is a great rodeo.
We're going to be back
going to be Rodeo Flats tonight, Rodeo Flats tomorrow night.
Yes.
And by the way, everybody, I have two tickets.
Chicks and Chaps today.
I have two free tickets to the Reading pancake breakfast.
We're serving till 10 o'clock.
Serving till 10 o'clock. If you want to come by where we're at, right down here, we're on here on the corner. Come on down, and you're going to have two free tickets to the pancake breakfast.
That is great.
You know, posing in front of us right now, we have the mounted, what are they called?
United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
And just met with them yesterday and presented them challenge coins and certificates, thanking them for their service and for coming here to Reading year after year.
They're great.
They love coming here.
We've got four male Marines and one female Marine who just posed with the queens from the rodeo.
They are great ambassadors for the United States Marine Corps and do a good job. And then they're loading up. And a 5-day trip across the nation to go to Washington, D.C. and
a big parade there.
Yeah.
And so they're on the road a lot representing our nation's military, the Marine Corps.
In fact, they're coming in right after you.
Good.
So Sheriff Tom Basenko, Tom, you do so much for us out here. You've always got our support.
I always love representing the county. Of course, I'll be running for a re-election this next coming year in 2018. But
love. Anybody going to run against you?
I don't know, but I'm here.
You can still advertise, though.
I'm here for the advertising plug. I'm advertising right now.
Yeah, advertising. And free. I want you to remember this.
We're going to ask you to host 2 days because, you know, my folks are taking us on an Alaska cruise.
I'm going to give you a 2-day.
Oh, so we're going to give you two days. You can fill up whoever you want.
Let me know and what days
we're
gonna, they
are. We'll work out the dates with you.
So like now we need to do it.
It'll be Sheriff Tom, and I'm sure you'll have Les there.
Maybe we'll bring in Chief Paletti or something.
Yeah.
We'll see what we got going on.
Yeah,
we'll have some
fire it up.
Great.
I want to thank you all for having me on the radio today. And love serving Citizen Shasta County. Come on out and have some pancake breakfast. Bob, did anybody call in for the tickets? They got to call in for the tickets.
No, they can just come by here.
Come by the booth.
Just come by the booth.
Come by a free fire radio booth and pick up some free
tickets.
He's already
getting ready for his hosting.
He's already getting ready.
I want to yield the microphone and get our USMC Color Guard folks here.
Thank you, Sheriff.
We're going to take a quick break first, and we're going to have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard with us. Thanks, Tom.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive,
and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with all of our friends down here, about 9,000 of them now at the Pancake Breakfast. I'm looking out here. I see Vince Stevenson, who is walking around with his instructor T-shirt on. I'm not sure what he's instructing today with his little girl, but he looks great. Hey, this is a great day down. If you have not been down here, by the way, if you're looking for tickets, I have got two tickets, free tickets to the Pancake Breakfast. You should come by here, the KCNR tent. And we're down here on the corner of Market and Sacramento Street. And come on down and pick them up. Like I said, they're free tickets. I'm here with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and with Sergeant Verbenis. Am I close there, buddy?
Yep, that's good.
Hey, you know, have you enjoyed yourselves?
Oh, yeah, we're having a blast. You know, it's just getting around, seeing the people. And I know when we've got a couple of Marines that go out and do the mutton busting with the little kids.
Yeah, I think they enjoyed that yesterday.
Yeah, and Wednesday night we sat with some little kids, and the kids were just bouncing around. They were all ecstatic, you know, and it was pretty much pulling those little kids out of us as well.
Well, you know what? Y'all just, you know, you are representing the Marine Corps in a great way. I can tell you that. Y'all are squared away. You come out here, you're doing your job, but you're enjoying yourself, but you're really representing the Marine Corps. Now, so I just found out something. And, you know, we just talked about it a second ago. I had no idea was that, you know, Sergeant Verbenis here is one of the six Marines that are on active duty with a prosthetic limb. You had, when did it happen? When did you lose your,
I lost my leg, due to injuries. I got wounded in, July of 2004. I kind of toughed it out, you know, trying to pull the Marine card. You know, deal with it and try to adapt to it and overcome with it. Never gained mobility back in that foot. My daughter was born in September of 2007, and that was my deciding factor to do an elective amputation. I didn't want her to go to school and listen to other kids talk about, oh, my daddy does this, my daddy does that. And
were you off active duty at that time or still
on? No, I was
still active duty.
Yeah, I spent 8.5 years down in San Diego at the Naval Hospital down there, going through rehab, surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
And stuff like that. So I mean, it's
so you took an elective to because you knew it wasn't going to get any better.
Yeah, it wasn't getting any better. My right leg was actually an inch shorter than my left, So it was pulling the whole right side of my body down. So in order for that to readjust itself, they would have to cut it off and, you know, and just straighten everything out.
Which you did.
Yep.
It takes a lot of courage there, my friend.
Yeah, you know, and I've a lot of people, you know, said I could never do that. So when you're faced with a foot that you can't do anything with, that's your only deciding factor. And
that's
us,
it. Yeah.
And us as Marines, you know, we're always taught to eliminate the problem. Well, that was my problem, and I eliminated it.
You know, don't you just love Marines? Eliminate the problem. Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Yep.
Now, I can say this because my cousin, who was wounded badly in Vietnam, kept his leg. But a year, you know, years later, 20-something years later, he took a step and it snapped because of the damage that had been done, and he had his leg amputated too. But you've stayed on active duty. They don't let everybody do that.
Yeah, you know, and that's just one injury. I've had more. I've got a laundry list of injuries. But yeah, I mean, I think it's all about the person themselves.
Absolutely.
If they've got the self-determination to do it, you know, and not take no for an answer like I did, then you can, the sky's the limit. You know, and that's what I think a lot of people need to understand, that it's in modern society, they consider it a handicap. I don't. I mean, on my vehicles, I have no handicap placards on them. I will park at the farthest parking spot, walk up to the front doors of the Walmarts, the Targets. You know, I don't consider it a handicap. I have a limitation, yes, but a handicap, no.
Well, you know, until this morning, I didn't know that. Until I saw you walking, I thought maybe a horse had kicked you. And you said, no, it hurts a little bit. And then it comes out. One of the other Marines goes, oh, he's got a prosthetic leg. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah. I freaked the guy out last night. I was walking down a ramp, and I could feel it kind of sliding off. So I kind of walked down sideways, and I was going real slow, and this guy was just staring at me. He couldn't. Then we wound up telling him, too, and he's like, oh, gee, I'm sorry. I said, no, you're fine. You know, and I've adapted to it so well. I've had little kids come up and tell me, oh, that guy's got a robot leg, you know, and
the guy's prosthetics we have nowadays are just 1,000 times better than they used to be.
Yeah, and it feels like, I mean, the only thing I lost was the mobility. I don't have the mobility, and that's fine, but I can still get around. I can still do stuff. I can do anything anybody else can do.
Yeah, you can. Just,
but it's fun. You know, I've enjoyed it. My kids enjoy it. My wife enjoys it, so I enjoy it.
So you can get great. You can get around. Is that wonderful? What a great story that is, Staff Sergeant. You know, and now you're representing the Marine Corps and to millions of people.
Yeah.
And you're a good rep. You know what? You're a good rep for that.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You've done a great job.
And
here.
People need to hear your story.
They really do.
On perseverance.
Yeah.
Improvising, adapting, overcome.
Yep.
You know, do the Marine way.
Yep.
Stand up.
And that's what pulled me through it.
So, wow.
It's been a blast.
Well, I tell you what, I hope that we ought to send this interview to the Commandant, who, by the way, I know, only because we served together in Iraq the last time. I don't think he remembers me, but it's okay. We can still send the clip to him and say, this is exactly what the Marine Corps is.
Yeah.
It's people like you. Thank you so much, Staff Sergeant, for your service. Why don't you bring in another one or two of these of your Marines here so we can say hello to them and thank them, too.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, Staff Sergeant.
Thank you very much.
Semper Fi.
Hurrah.
Come on in here, Sergeant. He's been waiting to get in here. Sergeant Cummings, right? Am I right?
Put your headphones on.
You can put your headphones on, yeah. Okay, Sergeant Cummings?
Yes.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, another combat veteran we have here. What's the blue ribbon in the bottom?
The NATO.
The NATO, okay. Yeah, I think I've got one of those, but I don't remember. Okay, hey, good morning. How are you liking it? How are you enjoying yourself here?
Oh, I love it. It's been an awesome time. The weather's great. The people are awesome.
Great.
First time you've been to the Reading?
Yes.
Area, so... you've had event after event. Yesterday you were, you did your mounted, what do you want to call it?
Well, you did the
presentation.
Presentation on colors Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
And how'd it go last night? I know Wednesday night was a little, everybody was a little, the horses were a little excitable.
The first night the horses were a little excited. Last night went a lot better. The horses calming down more.
Getting another turf.
Yeah. Getting a little more familiar with the area.
So far that you've been here, what stands out for you the most?
I think the hospitality of the people.
That's cool.
The community, everybody's just super nice and respectful.
Well, you know what? This is the kind of community that appreciates veterans. They really do. Appreciate the veterans and you all coming up here. It's a big thing for everybody. You know, like this thing today, they feed 10,000 people comes through here.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, when I found out about it, I was like, oh, pancake breakfast would be something small. And then the people, oh, no, they start making batter at 2 o'clock in the morning and 10,000 people. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, when do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sergeant, look, why don't you send Corporal Frost over here for a second so we can say hello to her. Come on over, Corporal. Come on in. Thanks a lot, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Thanks for your service. Okay, we have Corporal Frost here.
Good morning.
She's our woman Marine. And who's on the team here? Good morning, Corporal.
Good morning.
So, how are you enjoying it, this trip?
I love it so far. This is such a beautiful place.
What stands out the most for you so far?
The people. The people are so nice. Like, the hospitality here is amazing.
Have you ever seen Lake Shasta?
I have. I went out on a houseboat.
Yeah, so you a couple days ago.
Yes.
First time ever to see Lake Shasta.
Yes.
Was it that amazing?
It was. It's the most beautiful lake I've ever seen.
Yeah. And what about this arena when you do the when you're doing this rodeo? How does the arena feel for you?
It feels awesome. It's nice and compact. It's good. It's small. Yeah. And
intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. And so today you're going to be on the range all day.
Mm-hmm.
After this.
Yeah.
And then tonight, of course.
Yeah.
So you guys are packed full of.
Yeah.
And then the parade.
No
on
downtime.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Parade on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, as a woman Marine, you spoke to a lot of the poolies, the ones that are enlisted and getting ready to go to boot camp yesterday.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. They had a lot of questions for me, so I got to speak and let them know how it is. So it was nice.
Great. Corporal Frost, another one of our Marines here on the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, another great representative of our country in the Marine Corps. We've got to take a break from the news, and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump today embarking on his first major overseas trip as president. He is hoping that the focus back in Washington will shift from the Russia investigation to issues like the repeal of Obamacare.
Facing a wave of controversies and investigations, the president hopes to move past the recent turmoil.
We look forward to getting this whole situation behind us.
He told a White House news conference that health care reform is badly needed.
Because Obamacare is collapsing. It's dead. It's gone.
The president said he's also eager to reform the tax code and deliver what he says will be the largest tax cut in U.S. history.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan told the Salem Radio Network today that passing a health care bill achieved in the House was no easy task, but he says it did provide a valuable learning experience.
We now have the White House, House and Senate, and so this got us into a much better position as a governing party to show that we can put together a majority coalition to advance a very big agenda.
Senators were briefed in a closed-door session yesterday about the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. election.
The all-senators closed-door briefing conducted by Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein touched on extremely serious matters, says Texas Republican John Cornett.
Clearly, Russia was very much involved in trying to undermine public confidence in our elections.
Senator Cornett also told reporters a new FBI director must be chosen to replace James Comey, who had been heading the Russia investigation.
As correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting, a man accused of steering his car onto one of the busiest sidewalks in this country and mowing down pedestrians has been charged with murder and attempted murder. The New York Police Department says the 26-year-old suspect, Richard Rojas of the Bronx, was charged late yesterday with second-degree murder, 20 counts of attempted murder, and aggravated vehicular homicide, and he was set to be arraigned today. On Wall Street, things are booming. The Dow is up 121. More from townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
Looks like it's shaping up to be another hotter-than-usual summer, according to correspondent Tim McGuire.
The National Weather Service's 90-day summer outlook predicts warmer temperatures from the Gulf Coast to New England, with wetter weather in the plains from Texas to Montana and across to Iowa and Minnesota. Alaska is also expected to see higher temperatures than normal.
That's correspondent Tim McGuire reporting. Forecaster Stephen Baxter said it may not be as hot as recent summers because rain-soaked soil from a wet spring may keep the heat down and forecast a wetter than normal summer for Alaska, as well as parts of the already very soggy Great Plains region also expected to get a little extra heat. Julian Assange, a Swedish lawyer, says it's a day of victory for the WikiLeaks founder. That's after Sweden's top prosecutor dropped an investigation into a sexual assault claim against him. Breaking news and analysis. at townhall.com. Spirit Airlines says canceled flights have dropped sharply since a judge intervened in a dispute with the pilots union over an alleged work slowdown.
Spirit canceled 300 flights the first week of May and blamed pilots who had said refused overtime flying to pressure the airline in contract negotiations. FlightAware says so far this week, Spirit has canceled about a dozen flights. Airline spokesman Paul Berry said it appeared pilots were picking up extra flights. On May 9th, a federal judge ordered the union not to interfere with Spirit's business.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Japan is backing a push now for what would be pollution-free vehicles that run on hydrogen and planning to build more hydrogen fueling stations so that fuel-celled vehicles on roads will grow to a total of 40,000, they hope, by the year 2020. That puts the government there in collaboration with a lot of companies like Toyota, Nissan, and Honda, as well as at least one bank and energy companies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 anniversary Zoom Ball Swipe to Win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Unbelievable. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. 10 winners each night. Root for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone. Walk away a winner. For official rules, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here. We're down here in Roaring Gulch with at the Pancake Breakfast put on by the Asphalt Cowboys with, gosh, we've seen like about 8,500 people come by here this morning. So how do you say 8,500? Because we've been counting the pancakes and dividing by two.
Several people. I know we're going to be like about 10,000 plus today. I wonder if they really do the count. And it's currently 63 degrees in the downtown. I say downtown studios, but we're actually outside live at the Pancake Breakfast. And our highs today will be around 92. So it's going to be a beautiful night at the rodeo. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Live on the line, live right now, our caller coming in is Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. And you always call in on Friday to tell us what's happening on Wall Street. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning. Well, major averages are advancing this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 120 points at 20,784. The S&P 500 is up 17 points at 2,382. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 42 points at 6,097. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 51 cents, trading at 23.26. AmBev up 14 cents, $5.64. Nike positive 15 cents, trading at 51.84 per share. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $1.16 at $189.89. Verizon positive a quarter at $45.27 per share. Trico Bank shares down a nickel at $35.03. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.25% and the 30-year bond 2.92%. For commodities, gold is up $4.05 an ounce at $12.35.40, silver up 3 cents at $16.97, and crude oil up a dollar, trading at $50 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Susan's on. Ladies here on KCNR 1460. She is the investor that you want to talk to. She's with Wells Fargo.
Vice President
of their investments there at Wells Fargo Investments down on, gosh, we're down there on Park Marina Drive. Great. Hey, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney of Shasta County. Officially.
Good morning. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
And who's this with you right there?
This is my daughter, Casey.
Casey. Casey.
She's having a shy moment.
Casey's been over and got her head on Mom's shoulder. She's not talking.
No.
So, Stephanie, is this the first time we've had you on to officially became a district attorney?
It is.
And you kind of had this runoff at the last minute with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know what? So here you are. So happy to know that you're in the seat.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very happy to be in it.
All right. So what's been happening for you so far since you've taken the position of district attorney?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of continuing a lot of what we have been doing because we were doing great, but really trying to start putting my own touch and implementing kind of some of my own ideas. So I'm looking forward to the future.
Implementing your own ideas. Well, we look forward to see what
What's that going to be? What kind of little audience you have there? I thought about doing it with the public defender's office because, just let them find their own.
Oh.
Would save a lot.
Well, you know, there's advantages to having a public defender office for sure. So
yeah.
I think there is. Yes, definitely. We need people.
My name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, you're on, Carl.
Okay, hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, we're down here in the middle of like 8,000 people, and sometimes with the on the internet, it just kind of blows. But we're down here with... of course, Linda and I are down here, so we're having a good time. And like I said, there's so many people down here. But we're right here with Dr. Maria Salas. Dr. Salas, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing? I'm having so much fun out here with you guys. Thanks for inviting me on.
Well, you know what? You've been escorting the Marines around here, too, along with Gordon and Debbie Bach. And you've done that for the last couple of years. You know what? You're just, what's that like? Are you having a good time with that?
Of course, we have a great time, of course. It's actually quite an honor. I feel honored to do this. The community really comes out and really wants to thank all of Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. This year, we do have a woman Marine. Everyone is very excited to get to know her, meet her. She was able to do a special presentation for the pulleys yesterday. And if you don't know what that is, those are the Marines that do not have a date. They're already sworn in, but they do not have a date for boot camp. And so she was able to meet with them, talk with them, answer questions about boot camp and what it's like to be in the Marine Corps, and there was one female coolie in that group. So they were at Reading Rodeo yesterday, set up a booth. They had their pull-up bar there and everything. It was fun. So this week is great. The community comes out. I just want to thank Crown Motors. I want to thank Mike Dill from Dill's Deli for stepping up to the plate. Joe over at Smokey Joe's. Everyone. And Holiday Harbor. Tobacco and Brew. Shelly never. She never says no to him. She always gives. She's such a giver. So definitely. And Gordon and Debbie Boss, man. They just always kind of just lead this group. Their nicknames are Mama and Papa Boss.
Well, you know, not that these Marines need that, but it's always good when they come into some place that they're finding. And, yeah, we also want to thank Vince Stevenson for providing guns and ammo for their shooting today, and Ted Lighty for giving the class for Northern Firearms Instruction. But you're right, Crown Motors and Steve over there at Crown Motors that provided the van that they've been driving around in. It's just, he put, new brakes, new tires, everything on it so they could be, know that they're being safe at that place. But you need people like you, Maria, Dr. Maria Salas from HealthWatch Chiropractic, and who's taken some days off from her from your practice, which I bet your patients really like.
Well, you know, we always seem to make it work for them and fit them in when they need on the weekends sometimes or later in the evening. But yes, it does end up being a busy week. And also, I just want to thank Shasta County Peace Officer Association as well. They are letting the guys come out to the shooting range and letting them shoot at the range for a little bit. It's a really nice way for the community to give back and just to let us spend time here and let them see what we have here. It's such a beautiful place. And a few of them were like, gosh, I would love to move back here.
Okay, we're with Dr. Maria Salas. We're going to take a quick break here. It's about 16 minutes. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back after these messages.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Free Fire Radio here in the beautiful downtown Redding here in the Gulch here, the Roaring Gulch with thousands of people here with us for the pancake breakfast. And gosh, you know what, honey, how many times? This has been like 8 years in a row we've been
8 years, and we have Bob Alonji has been with us since day one. Thanks, Bob. You need to get on the microphone and say anything. Like, what's it mean for you?
It's just amazing the huge crowds down here. And I've been, of course, coming down here for quite a few years, both before KCNR and since. And it's just it's a heartbeat of Reading.
The downtown. Heartbeat of Reading. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Because, you know, what we're seeing here is, again, we have you don't see – people brawling, and you get 10,000 people, walks. In fact, the Vikings are coming by right now. You know, you just have a little bit of everything. We've had, you know, the Marine Corps and, you know, beautiful buckle bunnies. We got to always have buckle bunnies, a lot of eye candy. And we got the brains of, we have it all going on here, you know, the Marines are here, and
they love
of course,
here.
Maria Salas, you know, again, we're just going to go back to you, Dr. Maria, and say thank you for all that you
do. No, thank you. It's an honor to walk the Marines around our community. They love it here. Again, like Bob Alonji said, our community is strong, and they want to say thank you, and they do. They literally are not afraid to walk up to the Marines and introduce themselves and say oorah and semper fi and all of the above and just thank them. So it's such an honor to help out with this project every year, and it is a little bit of a project. I mean, you know, they do everything from mutton busting to right now they are serving pancakes. I mean, we have interviews all week long, they just want to be a part of the community while they're up here and just, you know, taste every inch of it, you know, while they're here.
And hopefully they're getting a chance to taste every inch of it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to Smokey Joe's after this.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? We also have they've been out on Lake Shasta, thanks to Holiday Harbor. We've been driving around, thanks to
Crown Motors.
They've had, we're going out to Record Range today, thanks to our law enforcement officers and with guns and ammunition provided by Vince Stevenson from his company. And they're being put through a class or a course by Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction. What else? And you, of course, you and Gordon and Debbie Bach are doing the escort duties, and you're taking off from your business, which is...
Well, we can't say enough. We can't praise that.
Your business is...
Healthwise Chiropractic,
right,
is my business, and yes, I'm accepting patients. This week it gets very busy. My patients understand. They're very excited to hear all the stories after. We do get a chance to fit them in.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 530-244-9000, and it's healthwisedoc.com. And again, I want to just invite everyone out. Come out to the parade on Saturday. The Marines are going to be leading in the front, of course, as usual every year with their colors. Various people are going to be announcing around town, and it's just going to be lots of fun. And then head on out to the rodeo when you can.
Hey, you know what? We have, I've got three tickets left to the pancake breakfast. If you don't have tickets and you're coming down through here and you're on your way.
Well, right now is the perfect time. The line is...
Okay, I have one ticket left. I have one ticket left to go to the line.
Thank you so much. So, you know, you can say we're multitasking.
That's right.
And that's great. I love it. I love radio.
Maria Salas, thank you. Dr. Maria
Salas,
thank you so much. And you know what? The VFW 1934 last night, we were there.
Yes, sir.
For a... there was shots of tequila and cigars from Tobacco and Brew out there in the back, and a lot of memories, talking a lot about things that went on. And,
a lot of great stories. Thank you for spending the time.
On. Well, it was wonderful to be talking to our Marines, that's for sure. Okay.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dr. Maria.
You know what, who we have here with us, and we haven't seen for a while, is Gregory Cheadle. Gregory Cheadle, who had, you know, they talk about 15 minutes of fame, who had like, you know, had like several months of fame, good and bad.
Yeah, we're really proud of you. You know,
you're
the guy who always shows up and represents. And that particular day that went down in history.
Yes, it did.
You were standing on the tarmac in 115, probably in your suit and tie,
like
you always do. Always show up looking like a million bucks. And you happen to just be in the crowd, and somebody who is now our president said, "Hey, guy, hey, man, hey, whatever." And
your life changed.
It has.
So, what are you doing now? And do we want to talk about that infamous moment?
Oh, we can talk about it briefly. I got a lot of hate mail, a lot of hate phone calls. My social media was just bombarded with a lot of negative, horrible things that were said about me, calling me names that were unspeakable and telling me to engage in acts that were even more unspeakable. But, you know, that's okay. People didn't understand what happened, and they have their right to think that way. You just have to roll with the punches.
Do you think the hatred that was out there then, I mean, it seems like it's, if anything, it's still there. I mean,
it's there.
I mean, it's there, if anything, it seems to be getting more virulent out there.
I would agree. You know, it's ugly times out there.
It is very ugly.
Does it make you feel sad?
Well, it does, because, you know, we as a nation should be growing closer together, not further apart. Right now, we are so divided as a country. There's no way in the world we're going to be standing much longer in the future, because we're just so divided. We're divided along racial lines. We're divided along political lines. And when I say divided, I mean divided. You know, there is no communion between those.
It's like there's a no man's land between it.
Right.
And it's weird, because it seems like on a one-on-one, people can talk one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But you get more than two people.
Oh,
and then you know, it's like they separate, and then if there's a town hall, you know, some people are just not going to let other. I mean, it's just nasty in some of these. I mean,
very ugly.
I mean, it's one thing to give your point of view and hold up signs. I mean, I got no problem with that.
Me either.
But
when the shouting
and the name calling.
Oh,
I mean, this
man.
Is just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Gregory Cheadle, who always runs for Congress.
Thank you. You know, it's my duty.
It's your duty, because you know what. Maybe people just don't realize that it's time for change.
Well, it's time for a good change, not a bad change.
Not a bad change.
You need a good change.
There you go.
And, you know, it's my duty as a United States citizen to do what I'm doing. You know, instead of just sitting in the background talking and complaining and whining, those of us who can make a difference ought to make a difference. And that's why I continue to run.
There you go.
And I appreciate the two of you, lovebirds.
We're really proud. We're
proud
we
know
you.
You.
We're proud to know you.
Well, thank you.
And,
I appreciate that very much.
You're really a very constant man.
Why, thank you.
Now, are you practicing law now?
That bar is still frustrating me.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the trick. The lowest bar passage rate was in July. The last time it was that low was 32 years ago. Now, every law school in California, except for the Davis, is suing to have the bars changed, because we're only 43% of the people pass the bar. 43%. We're talking Stanford, Harvard. Yeah, all those Ivy Leagues, only 43% of the people who took the bar passed it. That's pathetic. If as a teacher I gave an exam and only 43% of my class passed, that's not something wrong with the students. It's something wrong with me. And so people are now coming up and saying, you know, this bar thing is just not right.
Well, that's good. So well, you got another shot at it.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep on shooting like everything else.
There you go. You never quit.
I never got this far by quitting. So perseverance is what it is.
Well, Gregory, I tell you what, you've done a great job and you're a good man.
Well, I appreciate,
we appreciate that.
Appreciate it
very much. We have a special announcement here. The loot was found. The loot.
Oh, no.
Was found by Mark Shaw. It was at the stage that the Marines built, taped under a picnic table.
You know what? I said that yesterday. I said it yesterday. It was at the gazebo where the Marines had, when they built the gazebo, I said it's got to be
the
there.
On the river.
Yeah,
the
one down
there.
I said it's at the gazebo.
Under a picnic table?
Oh, that's,
yeah.
That is
my
so
God.
I should have run down
Thank
there and
you,
looked.
Caitlin.
Remember, we talked about it yesterday, Bob.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, now.
So, there you go.
Anyway.
We're on the air, sir.
We'll be right back. But we're getting ready to break right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks again, guys. Really
All right. Thanks
you
so bet. Much, Gregory
We're here
Cheadle.
With Gregory Cheadle.
Thank you.
Okay. In fact, let's do take a quick break here.
You know what? This is what I love. People just come up and, where's the blah, blah, blah? Okay. Where's your pink? And
where's the information here?
Telling your way, bullseye tag.
You have a microphone, therefore you are all known.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. We're down here in in Roaring Gulch with thousands and thousands of people who are eating breakfast. And the reason we're laughing right now is because
I'm pointing at Carl, and he's like, "What do I do?
Where's my microphone? It's on my head." Because, you know, you can only train me. You can only train me so much.
And, there's somebody we want.
Yeah, I know. I'm motioning the senator over. Hey, look, there's a couple of things that are happening tomorrow I want to talk to you about. Of course, it's the first annual Missing in America Project and Fallen Riders Memorial Run. That's going to be tomorrow at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street right here in Reading. Doors open at 3 p.m. Now, they're also having a Fallen Riders Memorial Poker Run before that. Excuse me, at 9 o'clock. At that's going to be at, I did this yesterday, and I'm still trying to figure out where they're supposed to meet at for the poker run. And you can call Fred Solani, though, at 226-9900 and find out. All proceeds are going to benefit the Camp for Life. Now, the dinner that night's going to have all types of great things there, including 1 pound of prime rib.
Yeah, maybe Fred can call the station and tell us, and then they can text us with the location to pony up for the poker run. Fred, if you're listening.
Tomorrow. Hey, Fred, I know you got things going today, but come on out. Give us a call. Somebody from there that can tell us. All right. You know who we have with us right now? An honor is our great friend, Senator Maurice Johannesson. Good morning, sir. Get in here close.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart. You too, Colonel.
Oh.
We also have.
This is a picture right here.
We also have Homer, the our mascot from the Colt 45s, who just came in. There he is, Homer 45.
He got it all.
He's got it all. Don't hurt yourself there, Homer. Get your head down. Get your head down. Okay. Now, Senator, how many years have you been coming to this?
Oh, gosh. Forever.
Forever. It's been here for how long, though? I mean, it's got to be like 50 years or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and yeah. You were there the whole time.
That's one time of the year I'm allowed to eat whatever I want to that has no calories in it.
No calories in that pancake syrup.
And going,
no.
You know.
That's the nectar of the gods, right?
Oh, God. Just going through this line of these nutcases that we have, asphalt cowboys. They can't figure out how much they want me to put on the plate.
Well, they pile it in here.
Oh,
you know,
man.
You know, and I think if you go later in the day, you've got a great chance of getting like 150 pancakes, 43 pieces of sausage, because they're going to say, oh, well, we can't throw this away.
Oh, no. They see me coming, and they basically say, oh, yes, you can handle this. So I think today I had about 5 or 6 pancakes and 2 or 3 patties, orange juice. Oh man, I really put it away today.
Well, you know what? But you've got that. You've still got that slim Scandinavian figure.
Yes.
So you're okay.
Excuse me. Thank you.
So we're with Senator Johannesson this morning, and we've had such wonderful dignitaries. We always just have the utmost of respect for the things that you've done, the many wonderful deeds that you've done for Shasta County. So let's find out, like, you're never stopping. You're always in the works for something, especially with veterans. So can you share with our listeners right now what maybe you're working on?
Well, it's actually... The way I answer it is, I'm too old to quit.
Right. Never stop.
Never stop. And it's a lot of work, but I try to concentrate on the veteran issues. And so it's a hard way to go because Northern California, quite frankly, is not on the map for most people. Most of the Sacramento legislators and know them well. They think that... You know, the Oregon border is the Sacramento city lines, you know. So it's very difficult to get anything done. But we will get it done sooner or later. We are going to get things done.
You do a great job, Senator. Tell you what, everybody loves you. You're a man that stood up for our area up here so many different times, and you still do.
I do because it's not only my home, but it's my passion.
Well, you know what?
But I can tell you one thing, though, Carl.
What's that?
Excuse me, Colonel. being a private, I appreciate him being Colonel.
Even now and then, I still call him Colonel. Okay, Colonel.
I know.
It's usually derogatory. But it's
I can tell you what, and that's the bottom of my heart. One of the best things you got going for us all these years is your station and the way you promote things for veterans,
Well, thank you.
And it wouldn't happen quite the way it is sometimes if you don't champion and you don't go out and do something and you get it done. And that's why I have on a couple of occasions stormed into his disrupt them in there.
That's all right. He loves
it. Okay. Hey.
He loves it.
If I figure if Mojo's there, it's pretty important. So, sir, thank you so much for everything
you're
you do.
You're so welcome. I hope that...
Have a good time today. Tell Marianne we said hello.
I will do that.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you for everything you do.
Mama.
What am I doing, Mama?
But always have your wife with you. Okay?
I always will. Okay.
I just want to make sure we understand each other.
I got that. Okay. You know what? We've got another person that has just started, just come to our town. Okay, lean down. Oh, wait a minute. Where's Maddie? Do I see Maddie over
there?
Maddie Novelli.
Maddie Novelli was our intern last year, she's went off to playing.
We're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air live right now. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you are.
I missed you guys.
Wonderful.
I haven't seen you forever.
Oh, my God.
I literally just got home Tuesday.
Okay, you better say something like that because you haven't come by.
No, so I literally just got home.
I had to reach across
home.
Here and smack
you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Who do you have with
you? Reading Colt 45's new mascot named Homer.
Homer,
yep.
Homer, you're...
He's a jokester.
You want me to... pin you down.
Yeah, he's new, and our home opener is next Friday, May 26th. Gates open at 6:30, and he's going to be my partner this year for all the games with the kids. So I'm excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So what are you going to be doing this year with Colt 45?
Same thing. Just doing all the in between. Smile. Yeah, in between games for the kids with
pose.
Him. I know.
Yeah.
And just doing event stuff like that.
Well, you were in Oregon this year, obviously,
playing softball
with your college. How did that go for you?
Good. We had a really good season. I did really well. I was leading in doubles, and I did really well for my team. I had, 15 stolen bases, so I did good. I have one more season, and it will be over. So
what
I'm
are you
going
to do then? You're going to have to get a real job?
I'm a little nervous. My dad said I can come home, but I have to have a job.
Well, are you going to go work with him on the airlines?
Yeah, exactly. He just got a job at Alaska Airlines, so excited about that. I don't know.
How many times he's been pinched? You know, those airline attendants get pinched.
I know.
You know, you better watch out for him.
I know. But you know what? Me and Warren get to fly free right now, standby, so that's always nice.
Ooh.
And my mom, so that would be good. But
there you go.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of change in you in the last year.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you've gotten older.
You've grown into this.
Yeah.
You've always been a young woman, but you just are you're a woman now.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we got to go get
21.
Drinks, Linda. Yeah,
you
we got to go get some margaritas together.
Yeah.
Are you old? Oh, that's right. You're old enough now.
I am.
We got the Colt 45.
Okay, now the Colt 45s, we're getting ready to start on May the
23rd.
Is it right? 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be broadcasting every one of those games through KCNR 1460. And we've got tickets that we're going to be giving away. We've got season tickets here. We've got tickets we're going to be giving away. And, in fact, starting next week, we're going to start giving away two tickets every day. Two tickets every day to a caller. So you can come in and you can use them anytime during the season.
And let's not forget that we do it live on KCNR.
Well, that's what I said. We broadcast every game. Every game is on KCNR 1460 with our announcer and
Kyle DeFore.
We've got great coverage out there. Maddie used to help him, but now Maddie's going to be out in the field.
Yep.
You even look different, Maddie,
do
from
I
last
really?
Year, doesn't she?
Yeah.
You do.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean,
take that as a compliment.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a good. It was like a little girl, but today, I mean, not a little girl because you were like 19 or 20, but that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I miss you guys. I'm going to have to come by the office and talk to you guys more when I'm here.
Come by for lunch someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be seeing you out at the game.
Yes,
as well.
For sure. Thank you guys.
All
right.
You bet, Maddie. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. All right.
You
too.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you, Alliance Heating and Air. We have the best experience and have only had the best experience with Alliance Heating and Air. I want to talk about the Alliance heating and air because it's getting hot now. And I know for one.
And remember 1 year ago this week.
Was
it a year ago this week or maybe in a couple of weeks when you had the great fail? When you had all the people coming over.
We were doing our
we had a dinner
redemption
dinner from
for Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And
that
it was
had paid
it was 110 that day.
Wow.
And at 3 o'clock after we'd set, you know, the table was set, the paella, we do this thing where we sell like a dinner and the money goes, proceeds go to Turtle Bay. So it was what time was it? It was the dinner started at 5. At 3 o'clock the air conditioning quit. Call Alliance Heating and Air. What do? They come out, they look, they see there's absolutely no way it's broken down, and then they bring the conditioners that are the big room units, and they
brought
were right there for
coolers,
they
yeah.
were wonderful for
brought
us.
Portable coolers in.
Thanks
get
for
their,
filling up the
bags.
Blanks. I'm not sure what's happening this morning. It's early, not much sleep, but it's rodeo week. We just kind of
rodeo week. We've been going
fly high.
Yeah, and tonight. You know, well, we're shooting today with the Marines, and then tonight's rodeo. Tomorrow is all day parades and more rodeo. And then Sunday is Linda's birthday. Sunday's Linda's birthday. She'll be 35. So
and older.
That's cool, yeah. Hey, look, we are going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back after these messages. We've got the police chief of Anderson with
us,
who's been a big help. And we've still got two tickets for the pancake breakfast. We're going to have to run out and tap somebody and let them have it. Okay, we'll be right back.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559, 241-8559. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right down here in Roaring Gulch with, you know, it's starting to slow down a little bit. There's probably only like 5,000 people here now. And you having a good time, hon?
I'm having a great time.
It's a beautiful day.
You know, I'm getting in that road, in the crush that you have. You know, we were at the rodeo, and it's just, I know we have like 3 days ahead of us of just lots of stuff going on. So I kind
days,
of feel like I'm stuttering
a
little bit this morning. So you guys have all been good about trying to fill in the blanks. We've got great guests on it right now.
We got Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson is with us, and his beautiful wife Rosemary. Is that right?
Yeah, Rosemary.
Yes.
But
how
she
are
says
you?
She's not going to talk. Yeah, you are. We'll get you on there.
She's smiling.
And smiling. Oh, hey, Mike, how's it going?
No, it's going great. I'm like you guys. I'm having a great time down here. I love coming to this event.
Yeah.
So much fun. It's nice when we have good weather. Everybody's out enjoying, getting ready for the rodeo. It's a good weekend.
Does your does work pick up during rodeo week?
Well, yeah, it does actually a little bit. You know, as far as you mean work wise in Anderson,
yeah.
It does because all of our local hotels and motels fill up and. Most folks are well behaved, but alcohol gets involved, and you know we get a few more calls for service, but nothing really too major.
Well, you know, Anderson, your reputation down there of being on the ball,
organized,
and having enough police is always good.
Yeah, thank you. We're fortunate right now. We're doing well. Hey, Carl, did you tell everybody about your Marines that are come shoot today?
That's right. You know, we're taking the Marines out to Record Range to have them out there, and thanks to our chief here, Mike Johnson, he was putting one of his people out there to help us be our range officer and allowing us to use all of your targets and all that stuff while we're on the range. We really appreciate that.
Well, yeah, absolutely, anytime. And, you know, of course, since Carl's a Marine, I've assigned a Marine sergeant to go out there. And I don't know if, Carl, if you and Linda remember, but I've got a boy that's in the Marine Corps. And he's actually getting ready to deploy in July, and he's home for this weekend for the rodeo.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Kind of cool. I got a Marine at home, too.
Where's he? Is he on the East Coast or West Coast?
No, West Coast. He's at Camp Pendleton.
He's going to deploy on a MU or a...
Well, he was set for a MU, but the administration changed, and so does his deployment. So he's either going to Syria or Afghanistan in July.
Well, let's hope it's... Afghanistan.
Well,
I mean, if we've got a choice, I think Afghanistan would be better than Syria.
Yeah.
I mean, Syria sucks.
I mean,
not that Afghanistan is like the place to go to, but anyway, he's a Marine. He's going to be surrounded by Marines, just like these young men in this and our young lady here. So
exactly.
They're great.
Hey, shout out for Ryan and Denise Denham that just showed up, and Lou and Kathleen White. They came by and gave us little shoulder massages.
I got the shoulder massage. Got the shoulder massage.
Yeah.
Hey, Chief, thanks a lot for everything you do. And Rosemary, how do you like it here?
Here, Rose, you have to talk.
You've been here a couple years now.
I've been here 5 years now.
Has it been 5 years?
From?
Started out in Gilroy to Eureka to Amador County, and now we're here.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, you liking it?
It's our last stop.
Do you have favorite haunts?
Pardon me?
Favorite haunts.
That you
like
go
where
to.
You go
where
to, like, to shop or eat.
Here?
Yes.
Goodness gracious. You know, I'm a PCI girl. We live out in Palos Cedros, so I love me some steak out of PCI.
Okay.
Palos Cedros Inn. Okay. All right. That's a good place.
I like the initials.
It's a good place in Palos Cedros when the rodeo comes.
There we go.
It gets pretty lively.
The whole place could get lively. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you both for having us on.
You bet.
Have a great time.
Thank you for all that you do. And
happy birthday,
today.
Linda.
Thank you so much. See you later today. Yeah.
Stay safe, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, see what else.
Well, let's get Kathleen over here. Kathleen, come over, because you're very involved with the Reading Republican Women. Come on here. Good morning.
I never saw such a deer in the headlights look in my life.
Yeah, she was like, "Yeah, we're live." When you came and massaged our backs, we were live. But I know what you were referring to. You got a really good back massage the other day at the rodeo.
I did.
Yeah.
I kind of leaned into it when you start massaging his back.
Yes. You know, I lean into it because. Because it's fun.
So, what is the rodeo? This is Lou and Kathleen White. You have been so involved with the community. You've done so much with the Reading Republican Women. There, you were with the Chamber of Commerce for many years. So what does the pancake breakfast for you, after all these years, represent?
Oh, my gosh. It means to me bringing my boys down and just having a wonderful family experience. Been around a while, I have. So it's the whole experience of the community.
Yeah.
This is fabulous. This is what I want our community to be every single day.
Right.
I was talking to Lou on the way in, and I said, it's so nice to see all the families, all the children, and no homeless.
There you go. And you know what? That. You work, you guys live in French Gulch.
We do.
And so I
in
think
the suburbs of French Gulch.
Yeah. And so I think about what that's like, because you have to make these plans when you come in. Like times and what we're going to do when we're in, because it's not just a hop skip. It's a little bit of a, you know,
it's a trip.
Jaunt.
It's about a 45-minute trip.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, it must be great to have seen the town grow. And when you see the pancake breakfast grow, and now your grandchildren are here with you.
Right. Right. Well, not particularly today.
Today, but.
But my oldest grandchild is 21 years old, soon to be 22. And he started coming here in a stroller.
And then your baby grandchild.
And now I have a year-old grandchild.
Yeah,
and he'll be here next
year. Isn't that fantastic?
He's busy today off doing something at
right.
his sister's school. But it's amazing. The community is absolutely amazing. And, you know, personally, I really want to thank the two of you from the bottom of my heart. You have brought such a sense of community to our area. And you open your hearts to everyone, not just on the air, but also off the air. And you're so totally appreciated.
Thank you. That was
thank
really
you.
Nice. You know what? You give us a little bit of cake. Thank you
well,
so
you work
much.
Hard. You work hard. I
love
you,
you.
Too.
Okay. That's Kathleen White.
Kathleen White. Thanks so much, Kathleen.
One of my best friends. So
now,
I'm sorry when she was walking by. I had
and
to
speaking
do that.
Of friends, Reading Police Chief Paletti. Bob Paletti. Look at you, man.
I didn't even call you
Rob.
I'm
all gussied up today. You
I
are.
Call you, what is the bar? The red, blue, and white red bar?
That's a Bronze Star.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, and the Bronze Star represents? Is this for the police department?
No, it's military.
Okay, but it's something I've not seen before, so I'm a layman. Remember,
no,
I'm,
that's fine.
If you ever look at my chest, you might see a couple.
Well, if I look at your chest, when you bring out your... But, I mean, it's really cool. You just have this little tiny bar.
Yeah, they actually give lapel pins when they give the medals, and I just choose to wear it on my suit.
He's looking at me like, well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for being
Thank
on the
you.
Air this morning. Where have you been? You're in a suit.
Going to the retirement reception for the city manager today. I don't have time to go home and change, so today I'm in a suit, not in my normal uniform, and it's a little cooler without that bulletproof vest
on.
I
don't
so
feel
bad.
I don't feel sorry for Kurt Storm retiring. I mean, this guy is retiring very well, and he's going off to law school. He's 52 years old. I was running down streets in Fallujah at 58.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but that
well,
was,
you're
just
an anomaly.
I am an anomaly. That's true.
Now, Kurt's been a great city manager. He's been a great boss to me. You know, he gave me the chance to be chief, and I can't thank him enough for that.
Yeah. Right there with you. Kudos.
Yeah, so.
Kudos. Well, we appreciate you, Rob Paletti, and all
thank
that you.
You
do, chief. And, you know, what a great way to close the show. We've got one more person.
Eddie
McAllister.
Right,
thanks
day.
So much. You
thanks
too.
Thanks so much, buddy. Hey, we got Eddie McAllister here. Come on in. Come on in, Eddie.
3 minutes.
Man,
I'm so excited. Woo!
Come on in here.
Come on in. Here we go. We got like a couple minutes. Tell us what tell us what's going on.
All right. Remember, everyone deployed. That's what we're going to talk about.
Everyone
we're on
deployed.
The air live now, so we've got 2 minutes
okay.
left.
Two minutes left.
Talked about what you got going
so
on.
So I'm going to talk about how we are taking a picture tomorrow of everybody with this red T-shirt.
Remember, everyone
Friday,
deployed.
By the proclamation of the city of Reading is Red Shirt Friday. Remember, everyone deployed. We got guys over there right now as we are speaking right now that are in foxholes that are defending our freedoms. And so tomorrow we're going to take a picture after the parade at 1 o'clock at the Vest Hall. If everybody that's got these t-shirts will be on sale for $15. It's a fundraiser for the Vietnam veterans. And I'm so excited. The Marines told me that they will come with their horses
tomorrow.
After in uniform and be in the parade.
That's great. Yeah, they're gonna lead the parade. Then they're gonna be over there at the Yuba Street at the Vets Hall to take the photos.
Yeah.
With remember everyone deployed. You can buy a shirt there for $15.
Yes, sir.
Right there. Okay.
So excited about that. You know, that's the reason why this gathering out here, this pancake breakfast is such a big deal. You come out here and make connections and relations. And I'm going to keep going, but I'm retiring in November.
Okay. Well,
Eddie, you need to organize it.
We got to run, buddy, so I'm glad we were able to get
you
on.
Thank you so much
remember
for being
tomorrow,
with us this morning.
And thank you for your service there,
thank
my
you.
Friend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, remember, tomorrow the parade starts at 10 o'clock right downtown. Bob and Brenda Bellaggi are going to be the announcers down there, one of the groups of nine. Remember, everyone deployed. Is going to be at 1 o'clock down at the Veterans Hall. The Marine Color Guard is going to be there with them with their horses for a big photo. Remember, everyone deployed because we do have people out there.
That's it. Thank you so much for joining
us. We're still stretching here.
Oh,
thank you
so much for being with us. We're come down and join us here at the Pancake Breakfast. I think they're serving till 10.
They're serving till 10. You and I are going to go here.
Now I'm so hungry. I'll tell you what.
I have my tickets right here.
Oh. So, okay. Thank you, Bob Belongi, and thank you, Bob Martin, at the studios.
Jared King's down there.
Oh, Jared. Thanks, Jared. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Everybody have a great weekend. Be careful out there, and happy birthday, Linda.
Thank you.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
I'm Wally Hines. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's defending that memo he wrote to the president recommending the firing of FBI Director James Comey. That from a closed-door briefing on Capitol Hill today. California's Darrell Issa likes much of what he heard during that briefing.
I do believe that there was great consensus that going after the Russians for interfering with our election is a nonpartisan or bipartisan issue, one that both sides need to get resolved before the next election, not just as to what they did, but how to prevent it.
Issa says he's convinced that special counsel Robert Mueller will have the power to conduct a thorough investigation.